Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, let somebody shout hallelujah. I know for sure that there is someone here tonight who will never know poverty again. Now, if you are the one, let me hear you shout hallelujah. I was sharing with the pastors at our prayer room. That one of the secrets of David, why God blessed him so mightily, is because he discovered that the one who blesses God at all times will be blessed by God at all times. That's why he said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. But then he goes a step further. He said, I don't want to be the only one who will be blessed. I don't want to be the only one who will prosper. I want everybody to be prosperous too. So he said, magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his name together. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his name together. Amen. He said, let us praise his name together.
So
when one fellow prospers and all the others are poor, all the poor ones will not allow him to enjoy his prosperity. So tell your neighbor, I want you to prosper too, so that I be able to enjoy my own prosperity. Therefore, magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his name together. And then go ahead and begin to praise the Almighty God like you have never done before. Lift your voice to him. Praise him. Magnify his name like we have never done before. Praise his name.
Yes, Lord.
Praise his name like we have never done before. He said, magnify the Lord with me so that we can prosper together. Praise him with me so that we can prosper together. So that we can prosper together. Oh, yes, Lord, I want to bless you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Brethren, a lot had happened since January. But by the special grace of God, you are in the second half of the year.
Ati la bala kan koja ninu odun yi.
I want you to lift your voice to him. Thank him for January. Thank him for February. Thank him for March. Thank him for April. Thank him for May. Thank him for June. And then go ahead and thank him for July also. Lift your voice to him and say, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for January. King of Glory, I thank you for February. I thank you for March. I thank you for April. I thank you for May. I thank you for June. I'm thanking you for July. I thank you for the ups and downs. I thank you for light and darkness. I thank you for day and night. I thank you for everything. I thank you for provision. Thank you for your defense. I thank you for your protection. I thank you for joy. I thank you for the time of sorrow. I thank you for everything. I give you all glory for all you've done in the first half of this year. I thank you for what you will do in the second half. Oh yes, Lord, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for January. Thank you for February. Thank you for March. Thank you for April. Thank you for June. Thank you for July. Thank you for everything. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
You are more than enough, Jehovah. You are more than enough. You are more than enough, Jehovah. You are more than enough. You are good. You are kind. You are more than enough. You are good. You are kind, you are more than enough. Hallelujah,
you are more than enough. Jehovah, you are more than enough.
Hallelujah,
you are more than enough. Jehovah, you are more than enough.
Hallelujah,
you are good. You are.
Hallelujah,
you are good, you are kind, you are more than enough.
Hallelujah,
you are good, you are kind, you are more than enough.
Hallelujah,
you are good, you are kind, you are more than enough.
The name of our God is Jehovah El Shaddai.
Oruko Oluwa ni Jehovah El Shaddai.
The God who is more than enough.
Olorun ti o to ti o tun seku.
Lift your voice to him and say, Father.
Ke o reso ke ki o so pe baba.
This month
ni osu yi,
encourage me.
Oluwa mu ori mi wu.
Talk to the Almighty God.
Ba,
I know you are more than enough.
Emi ma pe o to tun seku.
Oh, encourage me this month.
Olorun mori mi ya lo ninu osu.
Do something that will encourage me this month.
Oluwa show nkan ti yo mori mi ya ninu osu.
I know you are more than enough.
Mo mo pe o to seku.
Encourage me this month.
Olorun mori mi ya lo.
Do something special.
Ninu osu yi gangan gangan.
That will encourage me this month.
Olorun yo mori mi ya ninu osu yi.
Encourage me, O Lord. Encourage me this month. I know you are more than enough. You can do all things. Our power belongs to you. Encourage me this month. Things, several things, mighty things, powerful things. Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Suffering is not good.
Ijiya odara.
That's why we sing a song.
Edi ni ti a fi ma nko ni orin.
That is a prayer.
Ni gege bi adura.
I want, if you know the song, sing it. If you don't, just hum along with us.
So ba mori na ba wa ko sugbon to ba mo ma fe mi ba wa lo.
Oba mi ma gba so iya lara mi o
a so iya me
ti fa so iya bora mo a so iya oba mi ma gba so iya lara mi o
a so iya oba so iya bora mo a so iya
le mi ma gba so iya lara mi o
a so iya.
That song says
that only now we pay
Almighty God.
Ọlọrun Olódùmarè,
take the garment of suffering from me.
Gba aṣọ ìyà lára mi.
So that I don't wear it ever again.
Yóò bẹ́ wọ mọ́.
Lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Yóò rẹ sókè sí Ọlọrun.
Say, Father,
pe bàbá.
I am tired of suffering.
Ìyá ti sú mi.
Put an end to suffering in my life.
Olúwa, òpin sí ìyà nínú ayé mi.
Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty.
Lẹ́nu rẹ kí o bọ́ Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty. I don't want to suffer anymore. Put an end to suffering in my life. Lord, put an end to suffering in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. Hallelujah.
From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God.
No other God.
From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is
God is the controller of the east and the west.
Ọlọ́run wa ni o ṣe idari ila oorun ati iwo oorun.
The north and the south.
Àríwá àti gúúsù.
Lift your voice to him.
Gbe orin sókè sí.
And say, Father.
Kí o sì wí pé, Bàbá.
from the east,
lati ilaorun,
send help to me.
Rain lowo si mi.
From the west,
lati iworun,
send help to me.
Rain lowo si mi.
From the north,
lati ariwa,
send help to me.
Rain lowo si mi.
From the south,
lati gusu,
send help to me.
Oluwa rain lowo si mi.
From heaven above,
lati orun loke wa,
send help to me.
Rain lowo si mi.
Talk to the Almighty God.
Ba Olorun Olodumare soro.
From the east, send help to me. From the west, Almighty God, send help to me. From the north, send help to me. From the south, send help to me. Father, from heaven above, send help to me. Send help to me. Send help to me. In a very, 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 very special way, send help to me. Beginning from now, send help to me. Send help from the east. Send help from the west. Send help from the north. Send help from the south. Send help from heaven above. Send help to me. Almighty God, send help to me. Send help to me. Send help to me, Lord. Send help to me. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
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 Brethren,
Bible says,
Bibeli wipe,
Jesus has the keys of David.
Jesu Christi ni kokoro Dafidi lowo.
When he opens, no man can shut.
Ti o ba si ko seni to le ti.
Lift your voice to him.
Gbe un resoke si.
Say, Father,
wipe baba.
Tonight,
le ale yi,
open the door of my blessings.
Sile ku ibukun mi.
Talk to the Almighty God.
Ba Olorun soro.
Lift your voice to him.
I
know if you say yes, nobody can say no. If you open, no man can shut. Open the doors of my blessings tonight. Open the doors of my blessings
tonight.
Open the doors of my blessings. Open the doors of my blessings tonight. Open the doors of my blessings tonight. Lord God Almighty, open the doors of my blessings tonight. I know when you say yes, nobody can say no. On a rock of ages. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Everybody knows the God that is serving.
Gbogbo eniyan lo mo iru Olorun to nsin.
I know the God I am serving.
Emi mo Olorun ti mo nsin.
I am serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know.
am serving the God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah.
I'm serving the God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. I'm serving the God of miracles.
You're serving the God of miracles. Then I want you to pray the next prayer with all your heart. And with faith that the answer will come. Say, Father, fill this second half of this year with miracles, signs, and wonders for me. Open your mouth and call on him. God of miracles, this second half of this year, fill it with miracles, signs, wonders, testimonies, breakthroughs, prosperity, joy, victory, all kinds of blessings. Fill the second half with signs and wonders in my life. Miracles, joy, open doors, breakthroughs, mighty testimonies, all kinds of blessings, Lord. Fill the second half of this month with miracles beyond my wildest imaginations, Lord. Blessings beyond my wildest imaginations, Lord. You're the God of miracles, Lord. Surprise me in every area possible this month, Lord. As I'm serving a God of miracles. I know who you are. I know you're a God of wonders. I know you are a wonder. I know you perform wonders. I know you can perform wonders for me anytime, anywhere, with absolute ease. I know, Lord God Almighty, that you can do more than I can ever dream about or even imagine or even dare to ask. God of wonders, perform wonders in my life. Perform wonders in my life. Do more than I can ever hope for. Lord God Almighty, do much more than I can ever dream possible. Glory of your holy name. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to join your hand with your neighbor and pray for him or her. And say, Father, prosper this your child. Prosper this your child mightily. Pray for that child of God. Lord God Almighty, prosper this your child. Mightily. Mightily, Lord. Prosper this your child mightily. Prosper this your child mightily. Prosper him physically, prosper him mentally, prosper him materially, prosper him spiritually, prosper him maritally, prosper him ministerially, prosper him emotionally, prosper him in every area of life. Prosper this your child. Prosper this your child. Oh, glory be to your holy name. Prosper this your child. Prosper this your child. Thank you, my Lord and my Savior. Meet all his needs abundantly. Meet all his needs abundantly. Prosper your child, Lord. Take all the glory for it. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen. Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
There are several people who would have prospered by now.
Opolopo awon eniyan lo wa ti won ba ti se rere didi ti akoko yi.
But then there are forces of darkness that are waging war against them.
Ṣugbọn ti awon opolopo emi okunkun ba dida kadi.
So lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Nitori na gbe ore soke si Olorun Olodumare.
Say, Lord of hosts.
Be Olorun awon ogun.
Defend me.
Beja mija.
Defend your church.
Beja ijo reja.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Ba Olorun Olodumare soro.
Lord of hosts.
Olorun awon ogun.
Defend me.
Beja mija.
Defend your church.
Beja ijo reja.
Against all forces of darkness.
Lati doju doko awon agbara okunkun gbogbo.
Defend us, Lord.
Oluwa beja waja.
Defend me, defend your church.
Beja waja Olorun Olodumare.
Defend me. Defend your church. Lord of hosts, defend me. Defend your church against all forces of darkness. Thank you, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Let's go before the great provider.
Eje ki a wole ni waju Olorun Olupese nla.
And worship him.
Ki a si josin fun.
Alpha, Omega, you are worthy of my praises. Today, you are worthy of my praises. Today, hallelujah.
Alpha, Omega, you are worthy of my praises. Today, you are worthy of my praises. Today,
hallelujah.
Omega, you are worthy of my praise.
Time, let us worship him because he's worthy.
Praise
him, magnify his holy name. You can never do it too much. You can never do it too often. Worship him. Worship the Almighty God. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending.
Alpha, Omega, Ibere, and Ife.
Thank you, my God. Thank you for all glory. Thank you for all honor. Give you all adoration. Blessed be your holy name forever and ever. Rambo Koro, Rambo Koro, Rambo Koro, thank you, Jesus. I give you all glory. I give you all honor. I give you all adoration, Lord. Because you are worthy to be praised. Thank you. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we worship.
Ni oruko la Jesu ni ajosin.
Alpha.
Alpha.
Omega.
Omega.
The beginning.
Ibere.
The ending.
Opin.
The one who is.
Anything be.
The one who was.
Anything wa.
The one who is to come.
Anything si tumbo.
The Almighty.
Olorun Olodumare.
You are good.
Iwo dara.
You are kind.
Iwo si jala.
You are powerful.
Iwo lagbara.
You are mighty.
Iwo loku.
You are glorious.
Iwo logo.
You are holy.
Iwo je mimo.
You are faithful.
Iwo si je oloto.
You are reliable.
Iwo je atofeyinti.
Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for January. Thank you for February. Thank you for March. Thank you for April. Thank you for May. Thank you for June. Thank you for July. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. You are more than enough. This month encourages special miracles, special breakthroughs that will remind us that we are serving the God who is more than
enough.
Send to us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
When you open, no man can shut. When you shut, no man can open. Father,
Baba,
open the doors of blessings to your children.
Amen.
And shut the door on poverty permanently.
Amen.
Father, defend us.
Baba, egbeja waja.
Fight our battles.
Egbeja waja.
All those who are saying, you have been serving God all these days, where is the result? Show them, Lord. Show them that you are the Almighty. Show them that you are more than enough. Show them that you are the God of breakthroughs. Send help to us. From the east, send help to us. From the west, send help to us. From the north, send help to us. From the south, send help to us. From heaven above, send help to us. The second half of this year, fill it with joy, with miracles, with signs, with wonders, with major testimony. Let it be well with us, Lord. Thank you for Nigeria. Thank you for peace in our time. Thank you because we know all will be well. Thank you for your church. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, we bless you tonight. And then you may be seated. Several years ago, when I just bought my second-hand car, which was my first car, something happened. Somebody among the lecturers greeted me, shook my hands. He said, "How is your car doing?" Suddenly I realized that that's a new greeting.
Lojiji lo wa ye mi pe ona tuntun ta fi tun fi nki yan leleyi.
And they never greeted me like that before.
Wo ki mi be ri.
And now I discover I've joined the categories of car owners.
Mo kan wa ṣawari pe emi na ti wa di awon to ni moto ayokele.
Tell your neighbor.
E so fun ni to wa legbe yin.
Very soon.
Laipe jojo.
They will ask you.
Wo bere lowo re.
How is your jet doing?
Bawo ni oko furufu re se nse. Amen. I receive it.
To some of you, that may sound impossible. But we are serving a God of miracles. How many of you believe that God will surprise you? So shall it be in Jesus' name. People have said that I don't preach about prosperity.
And when you
that I'm always preaching about holiness. Well, that is true. Because if you live holy, you will prosper automatically. But once in a while like
this,
we have a special Holy Ghost service designed specially for prosperity. Now we want to advise you tonight that you hearken diligently to what I'm about to say. I've said it before. I've said it all over the world. I was poor. And poor is not good. I'm on my way to becoming rich. And I like what I'm already feeling. Is anybody here tonight who is tired of poverty? Let me see your hand. You will never be poor again.
Hey.
But please listen carefully.
jọwọ tẹti leko gidigidi nje le ran mi lowo.
All of you who want God to help you,
gbogbo eyin won ni to fe ki olorun ran yin lowo,
lift your hand to him and say, God help me.
Owo re soke jogo ki olorun ran mi lowo.
So I said, okay.
Mo wa ni oda abe.
Do it this way.
Se bayi, se bayi.
Each time, before you just throw, don't throw the meat, just into boil it very well.
Mo kan si da eran sinu obe efo, koko bo loto na.
And in all your cooking, add fish.
Ni gbogbo ounje to ba fe ma se fi eja die si.
So if the meat is too tough, at least the fish will be.
Beran o ba jina.
I know why some people are shouting.
And
they know that their food will be better from now on. Then I say, check what your husband likes. Not what you want, what he likes.
Yoruba bo won ni ounje ti ba leleyi ba je iya leleyi se bere on toko re ba fe ko to gbe nkan kana.
Anyway, to cut a long story short,
life orogun,
things change drastically.
Ohun gbogbo si yi pada.
There are many of us, if they ask you, how are you doing?
Opo ninu wa tun won ba bere pe bo ni nkan.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All is well.
Enwe la kan ma kawo soke pe Oluwa seun alafia la wa.
Yet we are struggling to pay house rent.
Be ni se la nla kaka kita kita ka to rowo ile san.
Things will change tonight.
Amen. Ohun gbogbo yo yi pada lati ale yi lo.
Do you want me to tell you the truth?
To fe gbo otoro bi.
I didn't hear you now.
Mo gbo ko dahun.
Do you want me to tell you the whole truth?
E fe gbo okodoro oro bi.
Do you want to hear nothing but the truth?
Ki mo padalobo fun yin.
If that's what you want, let me hear you say amen loud and clear.
Amen. To ba je nte fe gbo re e je n gbo ke se ami daada.
I thank God for my son who preached the first sermon.
Mo dupe lowo Olorun fun omo mi to kokko wa su saju.
He has already prepared the ground.
Won ti bo mi rin le kin to de.
Genesis 27.
Iwe Genesis ori 27.
Verse 26 to 29.
Ese 26 de 29.
Genesis 27.
Iwe Genesis ori 27.
Verse 26 to 29.
Ese 26 de 29.
And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son.
Isaki baba re si we fun pe sumo ihin nisisiyi omo mi ki o si fi enu ko mi le enu.
And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed.
O si sumo, o si fi enu ko le enu, o si gbo orun aso re, o si sure fun, o si wi pe, wo, orun omo mi, o dabi orun oko.
Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven,
amen,
and the fatness of the earth,
amen,
and plenty of corn and wine.
Olorun yo si fun o ninu ire orun ati ninu ora ile ati opolopo oka ati oti wine.
Let people serve thee.
Amen.
And nations bow down to thee.
Amen.
The Lord over thy brethren.
Amen.
And let thy mother's sons bow down to thee.
Amen.
Cursed be everyone that curses thee.
Amen.
And blessed be he that blesseth thee.
Amen. ki eniyan ki o ma sin o ki orile ede ki o ma teriba fun o ma se oluwa awon arakunrin re ki awon omo iya re ki o teriba fun o ifibuli awon eni ti o fi obu ibukun si ni fun awon eni ti o sure fun o.
What is a blessing?
Kini ibukun?
A blessing is a summon to all the forces in heaven, on earth, underneath the earth, to assist somebody so that he can succeed.
Ibukun, o je iranse pe awon agbara lorun ni aye ni isale ile lati ran eyan kan lowo
so that he can succeed.
Ki o ba le se aseyori rere.
When a blessing is pronounced on somebody,
nigba ti a ba sure fun eyan kan,
the angels in heaven hear.
Awon angeli ti nbe lorun teti won gbo.
The angels on assignment on earth, they hear.
Awon angeli ti a ti ran nise ton wa ni orile aye won gbo.
The ground on which we are walking, they hear.
Ile na ti a si rin o na teti o gbo.
And they know that that pronouncement is a summon to all of them that this particular fellow, you must help him to succeed.
Once mo wi pe ireti asu fun eni yi o je ipenija fun won wi pe dandan ki won ran eni na ti asu re fun lowo ki o le se aseyori rere.
That is why you see that when someone who is blessed is selling water,
idi niyi ti o fi ri pe eni ti a ba bukun fun tabi ti a sure fun to ba n ta omi lasan,
he may become richer than somebody who is selling cars.
O le loro ju eni ti n ta oko ayokele lo.
Because there is a blessing behind him.
Nitori ire kan wa leyin re.
The blessed succeeds in all that he attempts in the world.
Eni ti a ti sure fun o ma n se rere ninu ohun gbogbo ti o ba dawo le ni.
I pray tonight
that
every one of you who will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, you shall be blessed.
Amen.
Now, a dad's blessing can determine a child's future.
In Genesis 49,
verse
1.
Genesis
49, verse 1.
When Jacob was about to die in Egypt,
nigbati Jacob fe ku ni ile Egypti,
he summoned his children.
O pe awon omo re jo.
He said, come.
O ni ewa.
Let me tell you what will happen to you in
future. And he
began to bless some and to curse
some. He
began to say, Judah, your brethren shall praise
you.
And turn to Reuben, even though you are my firstborn, you are not going to be anything.
Oh, so fun ogbo awo Reuben oni ntori nto to bo le je pe iwo ni akobi o sugbon oni se rere.
A blessing from your father,
ibukun lati odo baba re,
is an extremely powerful thing.
O je ohun ti o lagbara gidigidi.
In Genesis 27, verse 37.
Ninu iwe Genesis, ori keta di logman ese keta di logman.
Genesis 27, verse 37.
Iwe Genesis, ori keta di logman ese keta di logoji.
Isaac said to Esau.
Isaki iwe fun Esau.
He said, I have already made Jacob your Lord.
Oni motifi Jacob ushe oluwa arena.
I've already made him your Lord.
Motifishi oluwa re.
Because when I was blessing him,
nitori nigba ti mo nbukun fun,
I said,
mo so fun wi pe,
the Lord over your mother's children.
Ma se oluwa lori awon arakunrin awon omo iya re.
And after I've already said, I've made him your Lord.
Mo ti so doluwa lori e na.
So a blessing,
ibukun,
it's a very, very powerful thing.
O je ohun ti o lagbara.
Even if it is just a residual blessing,
Genesis 27:38-40.
After Esau kept on pressing, Daddy, don't you have one blessing left? The father said, all right, okay, I give you the residual one.
Baba, no, nitori na, okay, toku yi aje kure gba.
He gave Esau the residual blessing. But when you get to Genesis 32, Genesis 32 verse 3 to 6, the man who got a residual blessing had 400 bodyguards.
Only awon esho irinwo.
He prospered under the residual blessing so much that he needed 400 bodyguards to go with him wherever he goes.
O serere to be labe irale rale ire debi wipe o nilo irinwo esho lati ma si jade ibikibi to ba nlo.
You can then imagine the one who got the original blessing.
E wa je afoju nu wo eni to je pe gbanko gbi ibukun na ori re lasule.
Your father's blessing,
ibukun ire baba re,
is irreversible.
O je ohun ti ko se yi pada.
Even by your father,
baba re gan papa o le yi pada.
If he has blessed you,
to ba ti ibukun fun o,
hey, you are blessed.
Be ni yo ri.
In Genesis 27 verse 33.
Ninu iwe Genesis ori keta di logbon, ese keta le logbon.
Genesis 27 verse 33.
Iwe Genesis ori keta di logbon, ese keta le logbon.
When Esau came, I said, what happened, Daddy? Daddy said, I've already blessed Jacob.
Nigbati Esau de to ni ki lo sele baba mo ti bukun fun Jacob.
And he said, and he shall be blessed.
Ni to to o yo si di alabukun fun.
Oh, he came in by subtlety to steal the blessing. But he has already got it.
Sugbon o ti ri igba na.
And it's a settled matter.
And
somebody here today, nobody will be able to reverse your blessing. So, a blessing is a very precious thing.
It's
something that is highly desirable. That's why Esau cried. Bless me, my father, even me, bless me.
I
know somebody had come and taken the major, at least give me something. That's why I'm surprised when some people come to me and say, and I say, oh, God bless you.
And they still say, Daddy, pray
for me. I've given you the greatest of all prayers. There's no prayer beyond God bless you. Because when the man of God, your spiritual father, says God bless you, all the witches and wizards in the world cannot stop you.
Amen.
So I want to say to someone here tonight, God bless you.
Amen.
Now, precious things don't come cheap.
Awon ohun ti o niye lori won kan kin wa yepere.
If something is precious,
ti ohun kan ba je ohun ti o je alumoni to niye lori,
it will not be cheap.
Ko ni je meji epini.
If something is cheap,
ti ohun kan ba je ohun ti o won,
you can be sure it is not precious.
O ye ko da oloju pe o na o niye lori ni.
There are certain things that in Yoruba land they say, if you lose them, you don't sorrow over them.
Awon kan wa ti awon Yoruba ma npe ni anumodaro.
It is because they are cheap.
Nitori pe won o won ni jebe.
Blessings are precious.
Ibukun tabi ire won je ohun ti o niye lori.
They don't come cheap.
Won o si ki wa yepere.
That's why if you read Genesis 27,
ti o ba kai we Genesis ori keta din ni ogbon yi.
Verse 1 to 4.
Ese kini de ikerin.
Genesis 27 verse 1 to 4.
Genesis ori keta din ogbon ese kini de ikerin.
Isaac said to Esau.
Isaac so fun Esau pe
go
lo
go into the bush.
Lo sinu igbe.
Get a good bush meat.
Ki o si wa eran igbe to ba da.
Prepare the kind of meal that you know is my favorite.
Ki o si se obe iru e to mo pe mo fe.
Bring it to me.
Gbe wa fun mi.
Let me eat.
Then,
when I am happy,
nigba ti nu mi ba dun,
then my soul will bless you.
Nigba na ni okan mi yo sure fun o.
Blessings do not come cheap.
Awon ibukun o kin wa lasan.
There are blessings that are greetings.
Awon ibukun wa kan wa to je ki ikini lasan ni.
When your brother sees you and he says God bless you, he's greeting you.
Ti yarakunrin re ba ri o to ba ni ki olurun bukun fun o o kan ki o lasan ni.
The kind of blessings that your father will pronounce on you on his deathbed is different from the one he just say good morning, God bless you.
Awon iru ibukun ti baba re yo bukun fun o lori ibosun iku o yato si itan kan ki o te ba fin kira yin ka ro lojumo.
When you have made your father happy,
nigba to ba ti mu inu baba re dun,
and I will come to that a little later,
ma si tun pada wa ba eleyi.
When you've made your pastor happy,
nigba ti o ba mu ki inu alufa re o dun.
When you've made your spiritual father happy,
nigba ti o ba mu ki baba re ninu oluwa ki inu re o dun.
And he says, God bless you.
Tion ba si wa so pe ki olorun ki o bukun fun
from the bottom of his heart,
lati gedegede inu okan re.
Then you've got it made. Not too long ago, I visited one of my children. And he took care of me in a manner that is beyond description. At the end, when I was about to leave, I heard myself saying, I didn't plan it. It came out of me. I said, son, you have satisfied me completely. My God will satisfy you completely.
Amen. Olorun mi na yo si te Olorun gidigidi.
The way he said the amen is what brought me to myself, and I knew that it wasn't me speaking, it was the one inside of me.
Iru ami to so oloje ntagiri wi pe ah oloje wa mo wi pe ki se mi gan ni mo nsoro pe anything gbe inu mi lo soro jade.
Precious things don't come cheap.
Ohun to ba niye lori ko kan ki nwa lasan.
And I will talk more about that later.
Atun tun yen so nbe o baya.
Now when we talk about your father blessing you,
nigba ti aba wa nso nipa ibukun ti baba,
that's great blessing.
Eleyi je ibukun la.
But the blessing of your spiritual father is greater than the blessing of your physical father.
Sugbon ire ti baba re ninu Oluwa o ju ire ti baba to bi o nipa ti ara lo.
Just as the blessing of the general overseer is far far more powerful than the blessing of the pastor.
Gege bi ire alabojuto agba o gbe o ga to be ge ju ti ire olisogun tan re lo.
But the greatest of all blessings,
jugbon ire ti o ga julo,
It's the blessing of God himself. Proverbs 10 verse 22. He said, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrows. It is a blessing of the Lord that will automatically overflow. Psalm 23 verse 5. He said, thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Like I told those who came to the Holy Communion yesterday, and those of you who couldn't come, you should get that tape. When the blessings come from God, they are always more than you can handle. When he says, bring all the tithes into my house, he said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour a blessing that there will not be enough room to
contain.
He said, when you honor me with your first fruits, he said, your barn will burst. When he says thank you to Peter, his boat was sinking with fish. When the blessing is from the Lord, when your obedience is complete, he will bless you to the extent that you will say, God, this is too much. And I have good news for somebody here tonight. Before the end of this year, you will stand here and testify.
Amen.
I know what I'm talking about. I know somebody who will say, God, can you please slow the thing down a little so that I can handle the one you have already done.
Amen. Mo mo eni ti yo so wi pe Olorun bo se se jowo de die rera de die die na je de ti e se sakoso ito kokon bukun fun mi.
When you are asking for one contract and you get 10,
nigbati o ba n bere fun ise akanse eyo kan ti o si ri mewa gba.
When you knock at one door and 12 open, you say, Lord, thank you, Lord, but can we do it a little gently? Many of you want that kind of blessing. Say, Lord, my boat is ready. Send down boat sinking blessing. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Now, let's look at the blessing of Isaac upon Jacob. One by one. He said, God give thee of the dew of heaven.
O so we pe ki Olorun ki o fun o ninu ire orun.
Now, James chapter 1 verse 17.
Iwe Jacobu orikini ese ketadinlogun.
James 1 verse 17.
Jacobu orikini ese ketadinlogun.
Tells us that heaven is the source of all blessings.
O so fun wa wi pe orun ohun ni orisun gbogbo ibukun.
Said every good and perfect gifts come from above. Heaven is the source of all blessings. Now, heaven has windows.
Orun si ni awon ferese.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
Iwe Malachi oriketa esekewa.
Malachi 3 verse 10.
Iwe Malachi oriketa esekewa.
Where God said, you bring all the tithes, he said, test me thereby if I will not open the windows of heaven.
Nigba ti Olorun so pe ti o ba mu gogo idamewa re wa fi eyi dan mi wo bi emi o ba ni si ferese orun sile.
Heaven has windows.
Orun ni awon ferese.
When the windows are open,
nigba ti awon ferese yi ba si,
showers of blessing will begin to fall.
Owara ojo ibukun yo bere si ni maro.
But the windows can be shut.
Sugbon ale ti awon ferese yi.
And when the windows are shut,
nigba ti a ba ti ferese,
then there be no rain.
Ojo ni ro.
Then there be no dew.
Be ni iri oni se.
God said it in 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
Ninu iwe Chronica keji, ori keje,
verse 13.
Ese ketala.
2 Chronicles 7 verse 13.
Iwe Chronicle keji, ori keje ese ketala.
He said, if I shut the heavens,
oni ti mo ba ti awon orun,
so that there's no rain.
Ki ojo ki o ma se ro.
Anytime God shut the heavens,
ni igba ki igba ti Olorun ba ti awon orun,
then there be no rain.
Ojo ni ro.
In 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1.
Ninu iwe awon oba kini ori ketadilogun ese kini.
2 Kings 17 verse 1.
Iwe awon oba kini ori ketadilogun ese kini.
As Elijah said,
bi Elijah ti wi pe,
as the Lord God of Israel lived before whom I stand,
bi Olorun ti nbe laye niwaju eni ti emi duro.
He said, there be no rain, no dew, nor rain except according to my word.
Oni ojo ni ro be ni iri oni se afi tin ba so be.
And when the windows of heaven are shut,
ni igba ki igba ti awon ferese orun ba si ti,
and there's no rain,
ti ojo ro,
then rivers begin to dry up.
Be ni awon odo a ma gbe.
Some of you know what I'm talking about.
Opo ninu yi lo mo ti mo nso.
You used to swim in rivers.
Ni igba kan ri se le ma luwe ninu awon odo.
But then the windows shut.
Sugbon ati ferese orun.
No more rain.
Ojo ro.
And then the rivers begin to dry up.
Be ni awon odo re si gbe.
I pray today
mo gbadura lale yi
that every river that has dried up
gogo do kodo to ba ti gbe
will receive new rain today in Jesus name. Because when the windows of heaven are shut,
nitori nigba ki gba ti a ba ti awon ferese orun,
and there is no rain,
ti ojo si ro,
and there's no showers of blessings,
ti o si si igbokun lati oke wa,
and rivers dry up,
ati awon odo si gbe,
and there be a famine,
iyan ma ja.
It is when the rain has stopped,
igba ki gba ti ojo ba ti dake,
that people begin to borrow.
Ogba yen ni awon eniyan ma nyawo.
It is because the rain didn't fall when it should fall.
Nitori pe ojo ro nigba to ye ko ro.
That's when people begin to go into debt.
Oni ma mu ki awon eniyan wo inu gbese.
I pray for you tonight.
Mo wa gbadura fun lale yi.
After this night,
leyin asale yi,
you will never borrow again. Now, Amos chapter 4 verse 7.
Iwe Amos orikerin ese keje.
Amos 4 7.
Amos orikerin ese keje.
Say something very strange.
O so nkan ti o yani lenu.
He said God can open the window upon some people and shut it upon others.
Wipe Olorun le si ferese yi lori awon kan ko si ti lori awon mi.
So that it will rain on one part of the city and leave the other part of the city dry.
Ojo a wa ro lapa kan ilu a si fi apa keji ile.
In other words,
lona miran ewe,
why some people are crying,
nigba ta won kan ke,
the city is hard,
be ilu le,
nothing is moving,
won gbogbo kan duro tibi.
No business.
Ko si se.
Some people are saying,
awon miran ma wi pe,
glory be to God, things are good.
Ogo ni fun Olorun pe ko ti e tun gboro daju yi lo.
I pray for you today.
Mo wa gbadura fun Olale yi.
When unbelievers are saying, things are hard.
Nigba kigba ti awon alagbagba ba so pe ilu le.
You will say, oh my God is more than enough.
Amen. In ori ti eni wi pe Olorun mi to tun seku.
Now, the shutting of heavens or the opening of heavens.
Titi orun ati sisi orun.
Is either in the hand of God.
O yala ko wa lowo Olorun ni.
Who has the keys of David?
Eni ti oni kokoro Davidi.
Or in the hand of his prophet.
Tabi lowo woli re.
Who has his delegated authority?
Eni to ni ase re lenu.
Elijah said,
Elijah wi pe,
I stand before the living God.
Emi duro niwaju Olorun alaye.
I use his authority to decree.
Mo si pa ase nipa ti ase re.
That the heavens be shut over you, Ahab.
Upe iwa Ahabu ati orun lori ile olori.
And several people were dying of hunger.
Ogoro eniyan lo si nku fun ebi.
But the widow of Zarephath was getting fatter and fatter.
Sugbon opo Zarephath ni se lo fi gbagbo ojojumo sanra.
I stand today as the representative of the Most High God.
Mo duro ni gege bi ojise Olorun alaye.
I decree.
Mo si pa lase.
Beginning from now.
Bere lati sisiyin lo.
There will be showers of blessings over you.
Amen.
His father said,
Nigba ti baba re wi pe,
may God give you of the dew of heaven.
Ki Olorun o fun o ninu ire orun.
He is saying,
on wi pe,
may you always have rain in his season.
Pe ki ni igba gbogbo ni ki ojo ma ro fun o lasiko re.
No, in Deuteronomy 28 verse 12.
Ninu iwe Deuteronomy ori kejidinlogbon ese kejila.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 12.
Iwe Deuteronomy ori kejidinlogbon ese kejila.
Thank you, Father.
Baba Esheun.
And a lot of miracles already happening, only
I'm worried she share yanu lo nsele.
But there's this particular one that I think you should know.
You can yi pataki ni mo wa fe ke mo.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Olorun so pe ni kan be ni ni ale yi.
He said you have been passing through a river of fire.
Pe o ti bere si ni rin laarin odo ina.
He said you are coming out tonight.
Pe o jade lale yi.
In Deuteronomy 28 verse 12,
where Deuteronomy orikeji dilogbon ese kejila,
he said the heavens will give you rain in a season.
Orun yo ro ojo si o ni akoko re.
As a result of which,
leyin eyi to je pe,
you will begin to lend to nations.
Iwo yo si bere si ni ma win awon orilede pupo.
Whether you believe it or not, I will tell you.
There's
somebody here tonight. Before nations can balance their budget, they will contact you.
Amen. Ki awon orilede o to so nipa eto isunawo won ni odun kokan won o ma bere lowo re pe bo ni o ti ri.
No, I've just returned from a journey.
Mo sese de lati irin ajo kan ni.
And one young girl was thrown into prison.
I was so amazed because he knew about it.
And the whole news, all the press, they were following her about.
And one only way to see her is in Italy.
CNN, everybody.
Gogo, and one new way to get her.
I said, what's so special about this girl? How many girls are thrown to prison every day?
Oh, they say
she's the only daughter of the owner of all the Hilton hotels in the whole world.
Oh, I
understand.
Now
there's somebody here.
And come Benny.
They are not going to throw you to prison.
Oh, this was a bad one.
But in every city in the whole world, when they get there, they will see your mark there.
Amen. Tomba debe wori ami rembe.
So when he said, God give you of the dew of heaven,
nigba to so pe ki Olorun o fun o ninu ire orun,
it means you will never lack rain.
It means you will never know dryness again.
I
thought somebody would say amen, amen to that. Before the end of this year, God will bring you to a stage where you will no longer be able to stop blessings from coming. The deal also stands for anointing. If you read Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3, Psalm 133 verse 1 to 3, it says that anointing is like dew of Hermon. So when he says God will give you of the dew of heaven, it means God will give you anointing. And the implications of that, we could even spend the whole night talking about it. For example, we know that anointing destroys yokes. And if God gives you anointing, it means you will never be permanently bound. In other words, if anybody tries to bind you, the anointing will just keep on breaking the bound. The anointing can act like fire. You remember the time they bound Samson? And when the enemy began to laugh, the anointing came and burnt the ropes binding him. You will remember David said in Psalm 23 verse 5. He said, thou anointed my head, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Now the implication of that is this. When the dews of heaven are falling on you, and you begin to prosper, enemies are bound to multiply. Nobody bothers someone who has a second-hand bicycle, who has only one shirt, one trouser. When he sleeps, he doesn't need to lock the door. Who's coming to steal? The shirt? Or the old bicycle? But when people see you and they see that even the dress on you alone, it's enough to buy a house. You better make sure that your house is well guarded. But God is saying here, with the dew of heaven, if it is the dew of heaven that is bringing the
prosperity.
To ba je iri orun o lo mu ki ibukun yi o wa.
No matter how many the enemies.
Ko ni fi se bi awon ota na se le po to.
You will enjoy in their presence.
Wa ma gbadun ni waju won.
They won't even think of harming you.
Ko ti e won ti le ni ronu pe won se o le se.
It will paralyze their brain.
Be ni Olorun wa yi won lori.
There is somebody here tonight who up to this moment is afraid of prosperity. If I prosper, what about the problems? I have good news for you. You will prosper, and there's nothing the enemy will be able to do about it. Now, he said, not only is he asking God to give him of the dew of heaven, he said, and God give you of the fatness of the earth.
Dew
of heaven, fatness of earth. Because if the rain falls on stony ground, it will have no effect at all. So God says, no, we will not just open the windows of heaven. I will take care of the earth also. Matthew 13, verse 3 to 8. Matthew 13, verse 3 to 8. Thank you, Father. The Lord said, there's someone here. He said, they say you are down and out. He said, I should tell you, you will be a champion again.
In
Matthew 13, verse 3 to 8, the Bible tells us the story of the sower. It's a part of the seed fell by the wayside.
Birds
didn't even allow the rain to fall before they ate it
up.
Some fell on stony ground. It produced no fruit. Some fell among thorns. Thorns choked them. But some fell on good soil. Beginning from now, in every facet of your life, you will be described as good soil.
Amen.
Those who are on good soil, those who have the fatness of the earth, they are the ones who flourish. Psalm 92, verse 12 to 14. Psalm 92, verse 12 to 14. Talks about those who are planted in the house of the Lord, flourishing like cedars in Lebanon. He said, even in old age, they will still be bringing forth fruit. Flourishing. He said, of the fatness of the earth. That means you will prosper so much. You will never have to rack your brain before you spend money again.
Oh, ni ronu ko to nawo.
I've told you of a friend of mine.
Mo ti so nipa ti ore mi kan fun yin.
We traveled together once.
I just rin ajo nijo kan.
And we went to buy things in the store.
A wa lo ra nkan ninu ile itaja.
And I was searching for those with sales on them.
Mo wa wa awon ti won lu ni gbanjo.
I check this one. This is still too much. This one is still too much.
Nibati wo ye ta ko sori imani ele ti won ju ma tun bo sibo mi.
And in his own case,
sugbon ni ti e,
he was just picking the thing.
Anyone
he likes, he just picked the
thing.
I said, you are not even looking at the price.
He
said, there's no need.
There
is somebody here today too. Beginning from now, anything you want to do, you won't have to check the price.
Amen. Oh, ni bere pe loni mo.
You won't have to check the price.
Oh, ni bere lati pe loni.
So he said, number one, God give you of the dew of heaven.
La koko so pe ki Olorun fun o ninu ire orun.
So you don't lack rain.
Pe ki ojo ki o ma se won.
You don't lack anointing.
Be ni ki o ifami ororo yin o ma se won.
God gives you of the fatness of the earth.
Be ni ki Olorun fun o ni ora ile.
Which means you will flourish.
Eyi tumo si pe wa se rere.
Which also secondly means whatever you touch will prosper.
Eyi tumo
because when you plant in the fatness of the earth, your harvest is guaranteed. It is a dangerous thing to plant on the wrong soil.
Oh, lewu gidi gidi, beka agbi onko unsi ori leti tolodi.
Told you the story before. Several years ago, when I first began to go to America, because I have learned of the law of harvest, and I needed money seriously. I still need money. And so I was sowing in dollars. Difficult as it was, I was sowing. After about 3 years, because I was expecting if I am giving, somebody should give me too. Nobody gave me anything. Even those people that I invited to come, they will come. We will treat them like royalty. When I get to America, and I phone them, oh, hello, Enoch. You're welcome. That's all. They won't even invite me to come and eat. So after 3 years, I said, God, what's happening to my sowing? And that night I had a dream. And I saw a big farm. As big as the whole of this auditorium. With yam heaps all over. And in that dream, I knew it was my farm. But the yam is not germinating. So I had a feeling, what's wrong with this yam that is not germinating? So I said, I will check with one. By the time I went down a little, I found concrete under. I tried the second, the third, the fourth, and I woke up. And God said, you have been sowing on concrete ground. Every one of you who have been sowing on concrete grounds, beginning from now, God will give you of the fatness of the earth.
Amen. Olorun yo fun yin ni ile ti o lora.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Now, the Lord said, I saw one. You've been having pain closing and opening your fingers, but he has taken away the pain.
Olorun so pe nikan wa to je pe bo tin pawo ede to nla bayi se lo bere si ni ro Olorun lo ti yanju re.
He said, there's someone here tonight. He said, someone inferior to you have been chosen to replace you. God says, I will reverse that.
Olorun wa so wipe ohun o yi pada.
Now, so he said, God will give you of the dew of heaven.
Olorun yo fun o ni ire orun.
The fatness of the earth.
Ati ora ile.
And then he will give you plenty of corn and wine.
Ati opolopo oka ati oti wine.
In other words, he's saying your hunger and thirst will be fully satisfied.
Eyi tumo si wipe atebi atongbe re patapata lo ma dopin.
The Bible says the young lions lack and suffer hunger.
Bibeli so wipe awon omo kini won ma se alaini ebi asi ma pa won.
But they that seek the Lord will not lack any good thing.
Sugbon awon ti o fe Oluwa yo se alaini o ti o dara.
Now when he's talking about hunger,
nigba ti Olorun ba nso nipa ebi,
it's not food alone.
Ki se o je nikan.
Even though there might be some people who find it difficult to get food.
Don't let that way little to around to that way at the Jonja Kano Jumaga only.
You will never be in that category again.
Amen. Oh, now Nika or Mamma Luka Jesus.
But there are some beautiful things that people hunger for and they don't have.
Sugbon awon mere mere aye kan be ti awon eniyan ma nnaga pe won ni sugbon ti won ni.
There are those who hunger, for example, after righteousness.
Ani fun apere awon ti ebi npa si iwa mimo.
He is saying that which you are hungry for will be given unto you abundantly.
O so wi pe ohun ti o gbe re gbe oni tebi re npa oni ni a o fi te Olorun.
That's what corn stands for. Your hunger will be satisfied. Then what about the wine?
No,
it's not talking about alcoholic wine. It's talking about what we will call grape juice
now.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 19.
Ecclesiastes
10 verse 19 says, wine makes merry.
In other
words, he's saying, my son, you will never know sorrow.
Amen. Oh, ni mo ibanuje mo.
You will never know depression. In other words, he's also saying you will constantly have celebrations. Now I know very few people want that one. That's why you didn't say amen to that. Wine makes merry. Means you will never know sorrow. You will never know depression. You will constantly have celebrations. But then Proverbs 17 verse 22. Proverbs 17 verse 22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
We pay our contion yo own share gegebi o guni.
In other words, what he is saying here to his son,
the union to your son for more than
is that you will always be healthy.
Only we pay ni bagbogo ni wama wani alafia.
Prosperity is of no use unless you are healthy.
Tell your balo wobi o balala afia o tubanteni.
I've told you the story of a man.
Motiso it na rakunrin kan fun yin.
In Ibadan.
Ni ilu Ibadan.
Who said, sir?
O wi pe
I have 14 houses in Ibadan.
Mo ni ile merinla ni ilu Ibadan nikan.
Heal me and take all the houses.
Sha ti wo mi son ko si ma ko merin la lo.
Of course I told him I'm not the healer.
Mo so fun pe emi o le wo san.
But Jesus will heal you free of charge.
Sugbon Jesus yo wo san lofe laigbowo laigbogun.
He If you get healed and I take your 40 houses, then I take your sickness along.
Ti aba mu olarada tin ba gba ile mererin lai lowo e mo tun gba isan yen na lowo e niyan.
Of what use is 40 houses if you are not healthy?
Ki la anfani ile merin la teyin o ba lalafia.
I have good news for somebody here tonight.
Mo ni royin ayo fun yan kan ni ilale yi.
Number 1,
la koko,
sickness will leave you alone.
Amen. Aisan yo fi ole.
Number 2,
ekeji,
God will prosper you.
Amen. Olorun yo bukun fun o.
Number 3,
eketa,
you have abundant food.
Amen. Wa ni opolopo ounje.
Number 4,
ekeri,
you have the appetite to eat the food.
Amen. Wa tun ni okun lati le je.
I told you of a friend of mine. I went to visit him. And it was time for breakfast. He spent 30 minutes choosing what he will eat. What did I eat yesterday? What did I eat the day before? What kind of egg do you want? Is it to be fried or poached or cooked or what?
Second, abi kan bo.
He struggled for 30 minutes before he could choose breakfast. And he's a very, very rich man. When the cook finished with him, he turned to me.
What
do you want, sir? I said, plenty of bread. Plenty of egg. Plenty of whatever else you have, just put it in on the table. It's one thing to have money, it's another thing to be able to enjoy it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every blessing that God will give you, you will fully enjoy in Jesus' name. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your souls prosper. You will prosper. You will be healthy. You will enjoy the prosperity.
Amen.
Then the father went on and said, let people serve thee. Very heavy blessings here. Heavy blessings. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9. He said, two are better than one. Of what use is prosperity if you don't have helpers?
No,
that's why I never call those people who are working for me servants. My driver is not my servant, he's my helper. When he's driving, I can fall asleep because I know he's doing his own job correctly. What kind of life will it be if you have all the money and you are the one who will still run to the kitchen to cook? You are the one who will still sweep the ground. You are no. He said, "Let people serve you."
Iru aye woni ko lowo ko lola ko loro.
Included in that blessing that you will have helpers.
ninu oro yi ohun ti baba re so nibe ni pe wa ni olunranlowo.
Your house boy is not a servant, is your burden bearer.
Eni to ngbe le re ni ki se eru o kan je olunranlowo fun o ni.
And you better know how you treat them.
O dara ko yo yo pambele nisisin bo ti ye ko ma toju won.
Because one of them can be your link to your breakthrough.
Nitori ikan ninu won le je eni ti yo so opo si aluyo re.
You know the story of Naaman.
Ben. E mo itan Naamani.
It was the housemaid that linked him to his breakthrough.
Omo odo to ngbe lodo re ohun lo je eni ti Olorun lo.
If the wife has been beating the housemaid, knocking her on the head, and saying, "You stupid housemaid," that housemaid would have kept her mouth shut.
Ti yawo re ba je oku roro, ti o to bere si ni lu omo odo ara omobirin yi lalubole. Omo yen ba panu mo iba ma ti so fun won pe o ni o mo woli kan to le wo oga re si.
You never can tell the angel that is living in your house.
Oh, o le ma le so iru angeli wo ni gbele re ni.
Everybody that is called to help you is to help you bear your burden.
Gbogbo awon won ni ti a pe lati ran lowo, a pe won lati je abanigberu re ni.
Look at me.
Wo mi dada.
Thank God, God is blessing me and he will bless me more.
Amen. I do pe o pe Olorun bukun fun mi yo si tun bukun fun mi si.
And he will bless you too.
Yo bukun fun wa na.
If you can't say amen for me, at least you'll be able to say amen for yourself. There was a time
asiko kan wa
in the old auditorium near the road.
Ninu gbangan ta kokko legbe titi morose.
When we have Holy Ghost service.
Ti aba ni isin emi mi mo
bayi. And it's time for laying on of hands.
Si asiko si to lati se ise iranse.
I'm the one who will lay hands on everybody.
Emi nikan soso ni ma dawole gbogbo eniyan to ba wa.
Because we were few then.
Nitori pe akere ni ye nigba yen.
Now,
nisisiyi.
Can you imagine me lay hands on everybody here?
Eje afoju nu wo tin ba ni pe mi ni ma gbowole gbogbo yin ba se po to yi.
By next month, we will still be here.
Oh, shoot, don't go. I see two one in.
But now I have helpers.
So when this is the money of all up and all
around, when it is time to lay hands,
Nigba Tias go back to let us share and share.
I sit down.
Ma jokoni.
They lay hands.
I want no mache.
I back them up.
Mama Timolei.
May people help you.
Amen. I want your man, Lord.
May people help you means
ki awon eniyan ran lowo tumo si pe
you won't die before your time.
O ni ku saju akoko re.
Because if you are the only one doing everything,
nitori to ba je iwo nikan lo nse gbogbo e,
you will die.
Wa kan jakule wa ku ni.
And if you die, then how will you be able to enjoy the dew from heaven and the fatness of the earth?
To ba wa ku saju akoko bawo lo se fe gbadun iri orun ati ora ile.
So when he say may people help you,
nigba to ba so wi pe ki awon eniyan ki o ma sin yi,
it means
o tumo si pe
you will have helpers.
Wa ni awon olunranlowo.
You will live long.
Wa si gbe igbe aye ti o
you be able to enjoy everything you want.
Be ni wa si ni anfani lati gbadun ohun ti Olorun fun fun o.
And do you know that many of the blessings that God wants to give to you,
nje o mo wi pe opolopo ninu awon ebukun ti Olorun fe fi fun o,
he will send it through people.
Yo fi ran awon eniyan ti o ni.
He will send it through people.
Yo fi ran awon eniyan si o ni.
That's why I said we should pray.
Edi ni ti mo fi so wi pe
ki a from the east,
lati ila orun,
send help.
Right, no, no,
from the west,
lati iwo orun,
send help.
Right, no, no,
from the north,
lati arewa,
send help.
Right, no, no,
from the south,
lati gusu,
send help.
Right, no, no, see me.
You will have testimonies this Amen. Month in Jesus' name.
Wa ni eri ninu osu ni oruko Jesu.
I told you this story.
Mo ti so itan na fun yiri.
We are building the first auditorium.
Nigba ti a nko pogan akoko.
Naira was still very powerful then.
Owo naira niye lori nigba yen.
And one day the carpenter came to me.
Ejo kan awon gbena gbena wa.
He said, sir,
won ni pe ejowo,
we need 204 naira.
A nilo igba naira o le merin.
Now that time I didn't have a kobo left in my pocket.
O ni kobo bo o yo lapo mi.
I said, okay, when I have the money, I will send for you.
Mo wa so pe e ma lo na tin ba lowo na ma ranse pe yi.
He didn't believe that somebody who is building something that big will say he hasn't got 200 naira.
Ko gba mi gbo pe eni to nko ru ile to tobi jan murangu be yen ko ni igba naira lowo.
So he was going and he was grumbling.
Bo si nlo lo bere si ni kun.
He's the one who will say the work is slow.
Oh no, no man, he says, oh Lord,
now we ask him to give us the money. He didn't answer us.
I need to go from where I come from. Where is the loan?
I said, God, you hear him.
Go ask for all loan. Ogbo,
up to you.
Oku sawe.
And I fell asleep.
Muwasu,
because I had done vigil all night.
Tori mo si showu majuni.
I had prayed all night.
Moti gbadura maju.
And now I fell asleep. When I woke up, there was a man sitting by my door, eating breakfast. I said, this man's problem must be serious. He has blocked my way, so I won't be able to run away. So I said, sir, what's your problem? Oh, he said, I have no problem. I have just collected my house rent. And God said, I should take the money to you. And I said, God, I will go as soon as I finish my breakfast. And God said, no, 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 go now. So I carried my breakfast. When I got there and I found that we were sleeping, I said, now I can begin to eat my breakfast. And then he gave me the envelope. And I blessed him and he left. After he left, I opened the envelope. 1,200 naira.
Mefa
1,200 egbefa.
Egbefa.
So I sent to the carpenter. And it was time now for me to do
yanga.
I said, by the way, how much do you say you need? I prophesy to somebody here this night. Whoever is holding your miracle, he will not be able to eat breakfast before bringing it to you. May people serve you. Oh, thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here today. He said, I will arrest every form of decay in your life. Daddy says there's someone here tonight. He said the great potential in you will no longer remain dormant. Now I want to say amen to this one.
Amen.
God said, there's someone here tonight. He said, get ready for unexpected miracles.
Baradi, fun awon ise iyanu ti o reti.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said, there's someone here today.
Said,
they call you a total failure, I will change you to a total success.
Won pe o ni eni ti o ti jakule, sugbon ma pe o ni eni ti o ti serere.
So he said, let people serve you. And then went on to say, and let nations bow down to thee.
Oh, what to test?
je ki awon orile ede ki o ma teriba fun o.
Now why would he pray that kind of prayer? Why would he pray that kind of prayer?
Kini ti yo fi ma to fi gba iru adura be?
Because from his own experience,
o mo ninu iriri ti tara re,
that when a man prospers mightily, a whole nation can become envious of him.
O mo wi pe nigba ti eniyan kan ba se rere to be ge orilede le bere si ni jowu re.
In Genesis 26,
ninu iwe Genesis ori 24
verse 12 to 14,
ese kejila si kerinla.
Genesis 26 verse 12 to 14,
iwe Genesis ori 24 ese kejila si kerinla.
When Isaac waxed great,
nigba ti Isaac di nla,
when he began to have stores of servants,
nigba ti o bere si ni awon opolopo omo odo,
when his servants alone are about to occupy a whole village,
nigba ti awon omo odo re da won to ilu ti atedo,
the Bible said the Philistines envied him.
Bibeli so wi pe awon ara Philistine bere si ni se ilara re.
Whether you believe it or not,
boya o gba mi gbo tabi be ko,
one day is coming when you will testify.
Ojo kan bo ti wa wa jeri ni,
because this nation doesn't know you yet.
Nitori orilede yi o ti e ti mo,
but a day is coming,
sugbon ojo kan bo,
when they will say,
ni won wi pe,
ah, is he the only one in this country?
O ni kan lo wa nle yi ni. Amen.
You turn to the right, you see is something. So you turn to the left, you see is he the only one in this country?
Amen. To ba wo tun o ari nbe, to ba wo si o na le wa ba nbe, so oni kan la dale ifun ni.
But in preparing his son for the blessing,
sugbon ninu pe o mu omo re gbaradi fun ibukun yi,
he didn't say one nation will bow, he said nations.
O so pe orile ede kan, oni awon orile ede yo ma teriba fun o.
What is Isaac saying?
Kini Isaac nso?
He saying to his son,
o so fun omo re,
I have prospered,
mo ti se rere,
a nation envied me,
orile ede kan pere o lo se lara fun mi,
you will prosper more than myself.
Amen. Pesugbon oni ti e wa se rere ju mi lo.
And instead of the nations envying you,
dipo ki awon orilede yo bere si ni se ilara re yi,
they will bow down to you.
Won a wa teriba fun oni.
I said it sounds like a joke.
Mo so sugbon dabi pe mo nsere
that there is somebody here. Nations will come,
awon orilede,
before they balance their budget,
won a wa ri o ki won to le se,
to ask for your advice and your help.
Won a wa bere amoran lowo re ni.
In Isaiah 55,
ninu iwe Isaiah ori 55
verse 5,
ese 5,
Isaiah 55 verse 5,
iwe Isaiah ori 55 ese 5,
the word of God says,
oro Olorun wi pe,
you will call a nation that you know not,
pe wa pe orile ede kan ti o mo ri,
and nations that you do not know will run,
awon orile ede ti iwo ko mo ni won yo si wa.
Powerful blessing,
ibukun ti o niye lori.
And I've told you before,
mo si ti so fun yin ri,
I said I am what I am today by the grace of God and by the prayers of my mother.
Pe mo je eni ti mo je loni nipa ori ofe Olorun ati adura mama mi.
My mother used to pronounce a blessing on me that I didn't understand when I was young.
Mama mi ma nsure kan fun mi nigba ti mo wa ni kekere to yero ye mi ngba yen.
Anytime I did something special to make her happy,
timba igba kigba ti mo ba ti se on to munu re dun,
she would look at me and say,
won wo mi,
you this boy,
awon na ka si mi pe iwo mo yi,
you will call one fellow, 200 will answer.
Amen. Pe to ba ti pe eyan kan, igba eniyan ni o ma da Olorun.
I will say amen. I didn't know the meaning.
Ma kan sa mi ntemi ma tun ma lo ko itumo re oye mi.
But today, as I'm standing here now, if I turn in this direction and I say, hey pastor, come, how many thousand of pastors will come running? And I'm saying to you today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, when you call one fellow,
amen,
Amen. Ti o ba pe eyan kan
10,000 will answer.
Amen. Egberun mewa ni yo da Olorun.
He said let nations bow.
O wa ni pe je ki awon orilede ki o ma teriba fun o.
Let nations bow unto you.
De ki awon orilede ki o ma teriba fun o.
And then he went on to say,
O tun wa tesiwaju wipe,
be Lord over thy brethren.
Ma se Oluwa awon arakunrin re.
Including those who are born by your mother.
Ati awon to je omo iya e pelu.
Now, Isaac must be really he must really be happy because this kind of blessing is frightening.
Inu Isaki ni lati dun koja ala nitori pe iru awon ebukun bayi gan o ma nderu bani.
Be Lord over your brethren, that's serious enough.
Je Oluwa awon arakunrin re eyi to o nipon to.
But then be Lord over the children of your mother, that's frightening.
Sugbon o tun wa fikun pe ki awon omo iya re gan papa ma teriba fun eyi deru bani.
What's he saying?
On still on so.
He's saying you will always be above, you will never be beneath.
Amen. On so wi pe ni igba gbogbo ni iwo wa ma wa loke ni o ni si nilele.
Now, some people may understand that to mean that, oh, he's saying that the children of my mother must be small. No. He's saying that no matter how great they are, you will still be greater than they. In other words, it will be in your own interest. If you pray that, God, let all the children of my mother become very great. Because the greater they are, the greater still you will be.
Nitori pe bi won ba se gato.
If you say they should be small, if all they have is a bicycle, and then when you have a motorcycle, you're already greater than they. But if each of them has a Rolls Royce, and you are greater than they, then you know where you will be. There's somebody here today. For the rest of your life, you will always be above.
Amen. Okay, loke ni wa ma lo.
I say you will always be above.
Okay, loke ni wa ma lo.
Somebody said to me, the way you relate to other men of God is different from the way other people relate. I see the way you pray that God will expand their coast. That they should become very great. And when you see them prospering, you rejoice. Why? Other people envy others. I smile. You don't understand. May the Almighty God make them very, very great. Because the greater they are, let me put an end to that one. May all the children of your mother become great in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But no matter how great they are, you'll be greater than them all.
Amen. Amen.
In all areas of your life, you will be called the greatest.
Amen. Iwo ni wa ma je ori.
And then he went further to say,
O tun wa tesi waju wipe,
cursed be those who curse thee.
O wa so wipe ifibu ni awon eni ti o fi obu.
Ah, that means all your enemies are in trouble.
Eyi tumo si pe awon ota re rugi oyin.
You know, Deuteronomy 28 verse 7.
Iwe Deuteronomy orikeji dilogun ese keje.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 7.
Deuteronomy orikeji dilogun ese keje.
He said, all the enemies that come against you shall be smitten before your face.
Pe awon ota ti won doju ko ni a o lubole niwaju re.
He didn't say you will smite them.
Ko so pe won ni wa lu won bole.
He said they be smitten.
Pe a lu won bole.
That's why if you have this blessing, you should pity your enemies.
Idini yi to je pe to ba je iwo lo ni iru ibuku yi o ye ki anu awon ota e ko se o.
Because if you are the one smiting them,
tori to ba je iwo lo nlu won,
there's a limit to which you can smite.
Bo te rara aye ni rara orun.
But if it is God that does the smiting,
sugbon to ba se pe Olorun Olodumare ni o nlu won,
the one who touches the mountain and the mountain begins to smoke,
eni to je pe o fi ika kan bo ori oke la oke bere si ni.
If you decide to knock your enemy on the head, what will remain of the head? I have good news for you. All those who are fighting against you, they are in serious trouble now.
Amen.
In fact, God said, you will seek them and you will not find them.
Amen. Olorun so wipe wa wa won sugbon o ni ri won mo.
And then he went on because of time.
O wa tesi waju nitori akoko.
He said, blessed be those who bless you.
Ibukun si ni fun awon eni ti o sure fun o.
That means your friends are in for a good time.
Eyi tumo si pe awon ore re won o ba oju rere Olorun pade.
Do you know there are some people here tonight? Very soon,
like,
you'll be buying cars for your friends.
Amen. Wa ma bere si ni ra oko ayokele fun awon ore.
You'll be building houses for them.
Wa si ma kole fun won.
No, the elders say it is a blessing that is not enough that cannot be shared.
Awon agba ma nso wipe ibukun ti o ba to ni ko la ki le ba ni pin.
They say if the eyes are full, it will drop on the nose. All your friends, because of the blessing that God is going to bless you with, they will be blessed also.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
No, he said there's someone here tonight. He said that stubborn, recurrent ailment will not return.
Amen. I saw alagidi to je pe gbogbo igba lo bo tin lo lo tun pada ni ko ni pada mo.
He said there's someone here.
Any company he.
He said, now that all helpers are forsaking you, he said, I will move in. Oh, thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, you will soon be smiling broadly again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord said,
Olorun so wipe,
there's someone here tonight.
Eni kan be ni ilale yi.
He said, your celebration that was cancelled shall hold very soon.
Ajo yore ta ti fi gba kan fagile laipe laijina.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Amen. Glory.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, very soon, When they want to give an example of outstanding success, they will mention your name.
Amen.
Ti won ba bere si ni fe se apere iserere eyi ti o tayo oruko re ni won ma da
awon alase yori
awon alase yori
to gaju
to gaju pe oruko re ni won ma da.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Michelle,
I should tell you,
taking some more.
You will regain the upper hand.
Pe laipe owo re yo tun ma leke si.
Oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Daddy says there's someone here tonight.
Baba mi so pe nikan be ni ilale yi.
He said there have been many stars in your family.
Awon opolopo irawo nbe ni idile.
Ni yo wa.
Ni yo wa ni idile yi.
But you be the brightest of all.
Sugbon irawo ti e ni yo mole julo.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Let's continue. Let's continue.
Amen.
Those who bless you will be blessed.
I want any tobu kufun on yao surefun.
In the example of David,
ni akwereti Davidi,
when he was in the cave of Adullam. In 1 Samuel 22 verses 1 and 2. The Bible said,
Bibeli wipe,
vagabonds gather themselves together to him. Those who are in distress, those who are in debt, those who had no hope, they gather to him.
Awon ti o nireti, awon ti o ni iporuru okan, ati awon ajigbese, awon ni won kora won jo lo ba Davidi.
But because of the anointing on David,
sugbon ni pati ifami ororo yan Davidi,
they became mighty men. The Bible recorded their names as the mighty men of David. Under the unction of the Holy Spirit that is very heavy on me tonight, I want to say to all of you who have gathered here tonight, because of the anointing of God on my life, you will all become mighty.
Amen.
I say that one again. Every one of you gathered here tonight, because of the anointing of God upon my life, you will become mighty. I repeat that one more time. I say, because of the anointing of God upon my life, all of you who are gathered here tonight, you will become mighty.
Amen.
Put your hands together to the Almighty God.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. You may be seated. Oh, Lord, thank you. Now, so what is his father saying?
Ki wa ni baba en so gan.
He is saying in short,
on so fun ni kukuru,
you will not only be blessed,
ise pe wa kan di alabukun fun nikan ni,
you will become a blessing.
Iwo gan fun rare wa di ibukun fun awon tin ba o gbe.
Oh, my Lord, thank you. Put on the fan, please. Put on. Hallelujah.
The anointing of God is here tonight. Every yoke in your life will be destroyed tonight. All the prayers that you have prayed that have not been answered before will be answered tonight.
Gbogbo awon adura to ti gba eyi to ti ri idahun won gba titi da sale yi gbogbo e pata l'Olorun yo dahun.
If you have never had testimonies before, you will have many of them this month.
To ba ti ni eri niri ninu osu yi opopolopo eri ni wa ma ni.
Anyone who stands in your way,
eni keni to ba wa fe debu e,
their sun will set this month.
Amen. Orun wa wo losu yi.
I repeat it again. Anyone that is holding on to your blessing will not be able to eat until they release them.
Won o ni le jeun titi won fi fi ibukun na le olowo.
When you call one fellow,
to ba pe eyan kan,
10,000 will answer you in Jesus' name.
Egberun mewa ni yo da Olorun.
If you knock at one door,
to ba kan lekun kan,
100 will open unto you.
Ogorun la ma si fun o.
Oh, so shall it be.
Amen. Ben Yuri.
Thank you, Father.
Baba Shehu.
Glory be to God.
Oh God,
you can be seated. You can be seated. So the now. So the father was saying,
Baba Renzo, we pray.
You will not only be blessed, but you will become a blessing.
And
there are various ways you can be a blessing.
You
can be a blessing to man by sharing financial blessings. Or by lay hands on the sick so that they can be healed.
Tabi nipa gbigbo wole awon ti ara won o ya ki won le ri imularada.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Olorun so pe nikan be ni ni ale yi.
You will never bow your head in shame again.
Oh, ni teriba pelu itijumo.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you, my Father. Daddy says there's someone here.
Daddy so pe nikan be ni hin.
He said I should give you 3 words.
We can so oro meta pere fun.
You will win. Hallelujah.
Iwo yo bori.
I think you better say that one. I will win.
Emi yo bori.
Say it one more time. I will win.
Emi yo bori.
I want to suggest to you.
Mo fe wa gba onimoran.
Write that down.
Koyen le.
Place it where you can see it in your house.
Ko wa le mo bi ti wa ti ri.
And any time the enemy try to mess around with you, just look at it and say it is already spoken. I will win.
Igba ki gba ti ota ko ta ba wa fe ta fele fele. Je ko di mimo fun won wi pe a ti fi di re mule wi pe emi yo bori.
So you can be a blessing to man by giving them material things,
by laying hands on the sick so they recover.
Tabi gbigba wole alaisan ki won si le ri mu rarada.
Laying hands on the barren so they conceive.
Gbigba wole awon agan ki won di abiyamo.
Casting out demons out of them.
Tabi ki o le awon emi esu jade.
And you can become a blessing to God.
O si le di ibukun fun Olorun.
By becoming one of his treasurers.
Nipa jije okan ninu awon akapo re.
So that as he's blessing you, you are pushing the money back into his kingdom.
So beg, to be je pe bi o tin bukun fun o, wo ti atari owo na pada sinu ijoba re.
Now, very quickly, let me try and round up.
E je ki mu oro na wa si opin nihi.
Because the way this anointing is going, I might not be able to remain on my feet for long.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Take note of certain things.
Amen.
When God prospers you, please don't forget him.
Jowo, ma se gbagbe olore re.
Take note of that.
And not here.
It's important.
Oh, dear Coco.
Because it's going to bless you now.
Nitori yobu kun fun
ni sisi. Oh, I know it's going to bless you.
Emi mo pe yobu kun fun mi.
All my life, all my Christian life.
Ni gba ti mo ti mo Christi.
Think there's only one other time that I felt the presence of God like I feel it now.
Igba kan soso yato si ale yi ni mo ni iru iriri ti mo ni lowo 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 yi.
So those of you who are here tonight, you are already blessed.
Amen.
There's no doubt.
Amen. Amen. Eyin te wa nihi e ti di alabukun funa.
So when he blesses you because he will.
Nitori na nigba to ba bukun fun won nitori ni toto o ohun o se.
Don't forget him.
E ma se gbagbe re.
Because he's the one who gives you the power to get wealth.
Nitori ohun ni eni na ti o fi agbara fun o lati se rere.
Number 2.
Ekeji.
The elders have a saying.
Awon agba ma nso oro kan pe
the empty mouth does not make a sound.
Enu ofifo ki du nyamu nyamu.
If you want to provoke this kind of blessing that we are talking about,
ti o ba fe fa iru ibukun ti an so yi sori ara re,
you need to do something special that will provoke God to say, in blessing I will bless you.
Oni lati se ohun ti yo mu ki Olorun le so lati gedegede okan re wipe ni bibukun emi yo bukun fun o.
I want to encourage you because I need to go and sit down. I want to encourage you tonight.
Mo fe wa gba yin ni moran lale yi.
Decide in your heart tonight.
Pinu ninu okan re lale yi
that you're going to do something special for God.
Pe wa se ohun kan pato fun Olorun.
We're not talking of the normal offering now.
Ah, so nipa ore iru ita ti ma nfi le tele.
Something that will provoke God to say, in blessing, I will bless you.
Eyi ti o mu ki Olorun so wi pe ni bibukun emi yo bukun o.
Write it somewhere.
Ko si bi kan.
As a pledge to him.
Gege bi eleri si
a sacrifice that you want to give to him.
Gege bi ore eyi ti o fe fun
which you can redeem as soon as possible.
Eyi ti o si le ejege eyi ti o le mu wa san ni igba kigba ti o ba ti.
You don't have to give it, you don't have to hand it over to anybody. You can know it within yourself that this is what I wrote down that I want to do for God soonest.
O le ma ko lati fun eso tabi enikeni sugbon ki o mo sinu wipe ohun ko si ko le fun ara re ni pe eleyi ni iranti ohun ti o fe se fun Olorun ni laipe.
If it is money
to ba jowo
anytime you are redeeming it
to ba ti fe mu eje na to ba fe san eje na
right at the back of the envelope
ko seyin re
seed for blessing
eso fun ibukun
you be amazed at what God will do?
Asi ya olenu oti Olorun yo se.
I have studied the Bible.
Mo ti se iwaleji Bibeli.
The seven times that fire came down from heaven.
E mejeje ti ina sokale lati orun wa.
There was something on the altar.
Ohun kan wa lori pepe.
There was a sacrifice that somebody placed on the altar before the fire fell from heaven to pick it up.
Ohun awon ebo sisun wa lori pepe ki ina to sokale lati orun wa ko to wa jo nina.
Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said,
Alone we pray.
There's someone here tonight. Those who set the roadblocks, we dismantle them.
Amen. I want to walk.
Thank you, Father.
Wan pe soju ona ko ni koja fun ra won na ma fowa ra won tu.
Please give me a minute. Lift our hands. Let's just bless His holy name. Let's worship the Almighty God. Praise Him. Let's praise Him for a minute. Let's magnify His holy name. Lift your voice to Him and bless His holy name. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
Ejekiajoko.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You will remember tonight for the rest of your life. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Well, Oh Lord. Daddy says,
Baba mi so wipe,
whatever I say concerning you tonight shall come to pass. So I am saying, it will be well with you.
Amen.
You will go from glory to glory.
Amen.
The richest people in the whole world will be among you. Those who say you will become nothing will come and borrow from you. Everything you touch from now on will prosper.
Amen.
The tide will turn for the better for you now. Those of you who think you are already great, you will become greater still.
Amen.
Those God will put an end to sorrow in your life.
Amen. Ọlọ́run yóò mú òpin bá ìbànújẹ́ nínú ayé ẹ.
You will enjoy divine health for the rest of your life.
Amen. Bẹ́ẹ̀ni wàá sì máa gbádùn àlàáfíà láìlo ògùn.
So shall it be.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni yóò rí.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù Kristi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I can't preach any longer. Anyone who wants to give his or her life to Jesus Christ, come and do so now. You yourself can see that God is here. That God is a good friend. And he's a very bad enemy. You don't want to fight this kind of God. So if you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, come now. Come quickly. Change your ways. Those of you who have been trying to get rich by dubious means, change your ways. Come to God, is the one who can prosper you. That God is here tonight. He is here mightily. I don't have time to begin to call 1 to 10. If you want to come, come now. If you want to give your life to Jesus, you have to run now. This is a special day. Come and surrender your life to him. Let him save your soul. Let him forgive your sins. Let him change everything for the better for you. He's the only one who can bless you without adding any sorrow to it. Come. This is your night. Those of you who are already in front, begin to talk to Jesus. Say, Lord, save my soul. Call on him. Ask him to save your soul. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. I will serve you for the rest of my life. The rest of you, keep coming. The Lord is waiting for you. This is a very, very special night. Come and give your life to Jesus Christ. And please, the rest of all, let's stretch our hands towards them as they come and pray for their salvation. Pray for their salvation. Those of you who are coming, hurry up. This is your day. Cry to God, Lord, have mercy on me, save my soul. I don't want to be your enemy anymore, I want to be your friend. Save my soul, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on
me.
Go ahead, call on him. Savior, I bless your name. King of kings and Lord of lords. I bless your name. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. These people who have come forward tonight, save their souls. Forgive their sins. Let your blood wash away all their sins. Write their names in the book of life. From now on, anytime they call on you, answer them in Jesus' name.
Baba ida won lo ni oruko Jesu.
If there be any curse upon them,
ti a ba ri egun kegun ninu aye won,
cancel it in Jesus name.
E wo gile ni oruko Jesu.
Let it be well with them.
E je ki o dara fun won.
And let them serve you to the end.
Je ki won si ode opin aye won.
In Jesus mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko la Jesu ni agba adura.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward tonight. Let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.